Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hello, kids. Hey. Okay. All right. Daddy's got some splaining to do. I did spend Thanksgiving with my other family. And I'm probably going to spend Christmas with my other family, too. Sorry. Dad does love you, but I don't know. I really like my new family. You know, my new wife, she's really hot. The kids aren't really there much because, you know, they spend a lot of time with their dad. Their dad has custody. So, and it makes me like really grateful that your mom has custody. Cause I don't know. We'll talk about it later, but daddy's here now. And, I really hope you guys aren't too mad that I didn't talk to you guys for 2 weeks and that I missed 2 court-sanctioned visits. But, you know, c'est la vie, shit happens. This is a lesson that I'm teaching you that, you know, expect the unexpected. So, but daddy still loves you anyway. Daddy loves you a lot, you know. Okay, so jumping right into it, I'm getting tired of the dad character because I know I've said this before. Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of men. I don't like them that much to be like embodying them for at least 5 minutes at the start of every episode. That just feels like too much to dedicate to a man. You know what I'm saying? So I think that may have been the last time that we saw him and that from now on, we're probably just going to jump right in. Okay? Quick update. As we can hear, the mono's still here, babes. The mono is still here. My throat is still swollen as hell. Not like to a point where it's like really distracting or anything, but I definitely can hear in my voice. Like my tonality does not exist. Like when I hear myself talk, I am aware that this is not how I've always sounded. So, you know, that's just something that I think about. I really want my old voice back. I really want to not be able to feel the roof of my mouth, I don't want to feel like my nose is blocked and like there's nothing in there. It's just swelling all the time. But other than that, something miraculously amazing happened this last couple weeks. The mono brain just left me. It was like, it was so hard to explain this to people because the brain fog that you get from mono is debilitating. It's actually debilitating. Like you can't talk. You can't remember anything. Like shit is just hard. Like I was really going through it. And then it just one day went away. And it's like a cloud a fog literally lifted away and left my life. And I was able to think clearly. I was able to pick the words that I wanted to say. I was able to retain the information that I was learning every day in school. And wouldn't you know it, what grades have I been making since then? Fucking A's, bitch. A's, bitch. So I'm like, all right, yeah, like I'm not dumb. This program is, it's hard. It's a lot of time dedication, but it's not too much for me to do. And the reason why I was going through all that shit was because my fucking brain was not working. Because I think my body was just, you know, really focused on, you know, getting rid of this fucking virus, whatever it is. And now we're kind of back to normal and it's really nice. The only thing that's needing some help is my ear, nose, and throat situation, to which I have an appointment at the doctor for that. I keep canceling it. I've canceled like 4 times. Because I keep scheduling it on days that I like have other stuff to do. So hopefully I'll be able to finally go to it soon. But I wanted to actually talk to you guys about the new year that's approaching. You know, I turned 30 this year. That's a big deal. I'm really loving being 30. I think I put such an emphasis on turning 30 that it also reminded me that, like, I don't know, like, you know, when you put an emphasis on something, like you're counting down the days, like you're counting down the days. Okay. And you're like, this is it. Like, I'm 30 years old. What the hell? Hold on a second. Right. So I think when you're really looking forward to something, or I don't know, like something is like slightly daunting and you're just thinking about it all the time, I think it puts like a hard stop. And not like a stop, like do not go further, but it's like a stop sign. Like you have to stop and really think about where you are and then you can move on. So what I've found is that ever since I turned 30, I have been doing a lot of like recollection. Like I'm going through my life. I'm taking inventory of like who I am, where I am in my life, where I want to be, the people in my life, the relationships I'm having. All of these things, I'm having all of these, oh my God, let me turn my shit on Do Not Disturb. This is why I hate group projects. Like, just like my phone just fucking buzzing every 2 seconds. Hold on. All right, Dandy, let's go. All right, so I have just found myself really taking inventory of where I am in my life, who I am, where I want to be, who I want to be, who I want in my life, who I want to talk to, who I I'm thankful for, and like all of these things. And it's been very interesting and it's been very eye-opening. And a few things I've learned about myself is that I used to have a really good idea of who I was as a person. And I still have a really good idea of who I am as a person. But I've realized that in the last couple of years, in attempts of not insulting people, of not hurting people's feelings, of really trying to not get canceled, of being a constant middleman of people's emotions, that you kind of lose yourself a little bit in that. And it was really the beginning of like, I want to say like 2024, that I was like, you know what? I'm going to say no more. I'm going to say no more. Like when people come up to me and they say something that's like wrong about me, especially, I'm going to be like, no, that's incorrect. That's not what I said. It is shocking to people when you do that. It is shocking. And I'm not doing it for shock, but sometimes you really just have to spell it out in plain English. Like, no, I'm not going to say it in a way that's going to like pussyfoot around how you may feel. I'm not trying to insult you. And what you've come is come at me with an insult or come at me like with something that's incorrect. Like the moment I'm really thinking about is like, because this bitch has been fucking haunting me like these last couple of weeks. My evil fucking boss, bro. Like, I remember one time she came up to me and she was like, you went behind my back and you did this. And I looked at her and I said, no, I did not. I did not. In fact, I went in front of you and I did this. You were there. You were standing right there. This is what you said. This was your reply. This is what I said. This is this person's reply. So no, I did not go behind your back because you were there. And actually, you were a willing participant in what happened. Did that almost get me fired? Sure did. She called my recruiter that day and she was like, I want this bitch gone. And my recruiter was like, well, I ain't sending you nobody else. Sorry. Because my recruiter knew it wasn't my fault. So, whatever. But that's just something I think about. And even, like, every once in a while, I'll get into, like, a discussion with somebody. And, like, this happened recently. I think it was with my... who was it? I don't know. It was with a family member. And we were going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And they said that I said something I didn't say. And I said, no, that's not true. That's not what I said. And what you're doing is called a fallacy, and you are trying to present a straw man argument by saying that this is what I said when it's not what I said. Stop doing that. Conversation over. Conversation over. Over. What do you have to say now? I am a willing participant in this conversation, and now I do not want to be a willing participant because you want to play in my motherfucking face. Like, come on. So I, at the start of 2024, at the start of 2024, I was really tired of like getting into like these back and forths with people and constantly trying to maneuver myself in the world to really appease everybody else. And I'm just like, I'm not doing it. I'm saying no. I'm being really plain with my language. I'm not going to beat around the motherfucking bush because what's the point of it? Like, if somebody wants to take what you say out of context, they're going to take it whether you say it in the nicest way possible or the harshest way possible. So why should I, as a person, not just approach this conversation with as much brevity and clarity as I can? Now, this is an idea that I like personally. I like it in conversation. I like it in my writing. I like it in every aspect of my life because I think it really sets you up for success right off the bat. And every time that I've noticed that I don't do that, I realize that people always think they can play in my fucking face. Every time I try to be too nice in my delivery, I don't have to be nice in my delivery for Todd. Who the fuck is Todd? I don't have to be nice in my delivery for Todd. Every time I've realized that I have tried to be extremely gentle in my delivery, especially when first meeting people, they think that it is a green flag to just fucking play in my face. And then I have to backtrack and be like, no, actually, that's not how this is going to work. And then they're like, you're a fucking bitch. And I'm like, whatever. So for me, it's best for me to just come out the gate fucking stern as fuck. And then people can be like, oh, you're strict. And it's like, I am actually kind of strict. What now? Okay. But anyway, so that's something that I, since 30, I have kind of applied that to all different facets in my life. And let me explain that to you how, okay? So I feel like being back in school, there's so much stuff that like I have to deal with on a daily basis, from assignments to like peers and teachers and all types of stuff. Like, and I'm kind of past the point of, are we done?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
We're not done. Okay, and I'm kind of past the point of not taking ownership of my shit, right? So
life is miserable. Life is hard. My fucking back hurts. My knee hurts. All that stuff hurts. The minute that insurance hit, I was there, babe. I was there. I was in that office. They know me by name. They know me by name. I walk out of the elevator. It's facing the front desk. The lady, I walk in and she goes, I have you signed in, Divine. Do you understand that that's how often I am at the doctor's office? Okay. And you may be like, Divine, why are you bringing this up? I'm bringing it up because as an adult, there are a few playbooks. Like this episode is called The Adult Playbook. Okay. The Adulting Playbook. And essentially, this should have gone in my intro, but I'm saying it now. I'm going to give you the tips that are going to make your life straightforward. I'm not a wellness creator, but these are just the things. I don't want to get off topic. These are just the things that are really going to make your life a little bit better and a little bit more straightforward. And it's going to take some of the fluff out. It's going to take some of the junk out of your life. And it's going to take some of the bullshit out of your life. Like, this is the playbook to not being played with in your fucking face by other people, by yourself, by your finances, whatever. Okay? Whatever. Whatever. Okay? And this is because I remembered way back when a conversation that I had with my fucking therapist. My therapist way back when. And I remember we were having this conversation about boundaries. And I was having such a hard time with boundaries because I'm like, bro, like, how do I make people do what I want them to do? Like, that's a boundary, right? Like, I am telling you right now not to do this to me. Like, that's my boundary. That's my boundary. And I remember this specific moment where it was like an aha moment. And the light bulb came on in my brain. And I was like, holy shit, wait, 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 wait. Boundaries have nothing to do with other people because guess what? You cannot control other people. All you can do is control yourself and your life and the positions that you put yourself in. And I remember this conversation was about a friend that I had who... This girl, like, I don't know if I've ever talked to you guys about this girl because I made it a really big point not to because she's such a fucking stalker. Like, she's such a fucking stalker. To this day, she still stalks me. We haven't been friends since the pandemic. To this day, she still fucking stalks me. So I'm like, I remember like not bringing it up because I was like, I don't want to give this bitch any more fuel. So, but I remember in that conversation, this girl, like, if she could live in my coochie, she would, because every time I would have sex with somebody, she would go and have sex with them after, or all of a sudden, somehow, she had already had sex with them before me, and like, oh, I know him, I know him, I know everybody. I know everybody that you've ever touched your vagina to. And I was like, bro, like, this is weird. Like, she's going out of her way to, like, be with these niggas, to talk to them, like, right after I told her that I'm talking to them. Like, this is weird. And I remember, like, my therapist being like, you need to set some boundaries. And me in my head thinking, oh, that means I need to tell her to stop fucking the niggas I fuck. It's silly now. But, like, no, in hindsight, not in hindsight, but my therapist was like, no. She was like, that's not what I'm saying. She was like, you need to stop telling her anything. She was like, you need to stop telling her anything. You need to like keep shit service level because obviously this girl wants to live in your cooch. Like, so every time you tell her something, she's just gonna go and be with the person you're with. Like, stop doing, like, stop telling her shit. And I was like, oh shit, this comes back to me. I have to practice self-control. Interesting. Interesting how that works. So recently, situation where the same kind of thought process came up. And me and Ken are going back and forth and we're like, why do bitches think they can play with me? And I'm like, bro, because I'm letting them play with me. Because I'm letting them play with me. I am putting myself in these positions to be played with. And it's like, okay, I don't even have a grudge about that. Because I'm like, I think you get to a point in your life sometimes where you're so going through a lot of stuff. You're constantly going through it. Like, I had a 2025, like, anybody that I tell about my year, like, they're like, are you okay? Like, you have PTSD, you know that. I'm like, I do, but I'm not dealing with it right now. Anybody that I tell about my 2025, they're like, huh. And it's like, you get into a place of survival mode where these little things, such as like boundaries, discipline within yourself, like practicing self-control, like your life is so out of your control. It is so under the control of just trying to survive, of trying to exist, that you don't remember that you need to practice any of these things. They kind of become like optional because you're like, I'm a fucking slave to corporate America. I'm a slave to my bank account. I'm a slave to this goal that I'm trying to reach. Like, I'm going to work 80 hours this week because I need to pay for my classes, because I have to finish these classes before I start school in May and then in August. Like, I'm a slave to this situation that I'm in. Like, I don't have time to date, to be with friends, to even entertain the thought of having this conversation. So you're in this, like, you're in sicko mode, like you're working hard and you're so focused on your goal. You're focused on your goal as you should be. When you step out of it, it's like you forgot everything that you learned prior to this. And you have to reacclimate into being around people, into being with your peers. And you fall into those old habits that were not good, and you forget all of the things that you learned. You forget about what boundaries mean. You forget what it looks like to have self-control, to have discipline, to have all of these things. Because now that you have met your goal, all of those interpersonal workings that you worked on before, because it is a luxury to work on yourself. It's a luxury to have the time to flesh out, okay, this person said this and then I said this, and this is what I should have said, this is what I didn't say. This is a big reason why a lot of our parents do not get the help that they need. They don't get the therapizing that they need, because at the end of the day, unfortunately, they weren't really concerned about being the best parent. They were concerned about keeping a roof over your head and keeping you fed. And unfortunately, being nice, being a kind parent, like practicing like gentle parenting, gentle care, thinking about how you were going to react to these things in the future was not top of their agenda, because they were like, I just need to make sure this baby doesn't starve today, unfortunately. Like, and I kind of realized that. So I have a little bit more grace in that area. Okay. In that area. Because it's really a luxury to be able to have therapy, not even paid therapy, but it's a luxury to be able to sit down and journal. It's a luxury to be able to sit there and really flesh out and take inventory about what is going on in your life. And so in this episode, we are going to do that luxury right now. We're practicing this luxury at this moment. Okay. So the first thing that we're going to talk about, we already talked a little bit about boundaries, but back to the medical stuff. Sorry. Okay. Back to the medical stuff. If you have health insurance, stop fucking around. Stop playing around. Don't play in my face. Don't piss me off. If you are below the age of 26 or you're about to be 26 and you have health insurance and you haven't gone to the dentist this year, you need to go to the dentist. All right. So this is starting January 1st. And honestly, you can start doing this shit now, but I need you to make a dentist appointment for the first 2 weeks of January. Go do that right now. Actually, it's a Sunday. Sorry. Call your dentist. Put a reminder in your phone that you need to call your dentist and make an appointment to go to the dentist the first 2 weeks of January. All right. Preferably the next day or that same week, you need to have your yearly checkup. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you opened this and you thought we were going to kiki and haha and, you know, gossip. No, I'm being your fucking mom right now. Sorry. Okay. You need to set a doctor's appointment for your yearly physical. You need to get your blood test ran. You need to get your STD screenings. You need to get your pap smear. I know we're so afraid of that word, but we need to get a pap smear when they open your pap and they smear it. Okay. And then they put it on a bagel. Just kidding. And then they send it off to a lab and make sure you don't have cervical cancer. Because guess what? If you're around my age, baby, it's the time when we got to start doing them things. It is the time when we got to get the pap smears. We got to get the boob squished in the metal plate to make sure we don't got no breast cancer. This is my chicken's finished. This is the time when you need to go shit in a cup and they need to stick up your butt and see if you got any cancer in your booty hole. This is the time, okay? And on top of that, if you have really good health care, like I do, and they're going to give you a free IUD, they're going to give you some free birth control. Ooh, go get it. Just go get it. Go get it. because we don't know what this government is doing. What are they going to do? You can come. Donald Trump can come and snatch this IUD out of my cooch over my dead body. He can do that. He can come try to do that. It's not happening. Okay? So just go do that now. Just go get that over with. Especially the reason why I did it is because my black ass knows that I am going to be in school for a long time. And, well, I don't want to say long time, but I have a 5-year plan right now, okay? And in that 5-year plan, you know what's not in there? You want to know what's not in there? A baby. A baby's not in there. No, she's not. No, she's not. A baby's not in there. A baby's nowhere in there. No, she's not. Okay? So, guess what's in there, though? The IUD. No baby. So, get that done. Get all your medical stuff done just right at the top of the year so you can go into this year knowing that you do not have gonorrhea, syphilitis, AIDS. Knowing that you do not have cervical cancer. Knowing that there is no chance of you having a bia. Okay? Just get that shit over with. Get all your cavities filled. Just get it over with. Get it done with. Okay? Now, we're in December. We're first week of December. This is the perfect time to think. Like, what are the things that I think about every day that I could change that really upset me when I think about them? Is it your lack of funds? Is it your credit score? Because for a while it was me and my credit score. Is it your credit score? Is it your friends? Is it the fact that you don't have any hobbies? Is it the fact that when you come home from work, you sit down and you watch TV and you feel like shit about yourself and then you go to bed and you wake up the next day and it just feels like your life is just blurring into like one long, hard thing, you know? Like, is that what's going on? What are the things in your life that you don't like? Like, really take inventory about it. Like, make a list. What are the things in your life that you don't like, that you're not satisfied with? What are the things that you are satisfied with? What are the things that you're really proud of yourself for doing and that you would like to continue to do? What are these things? For me, I can tell you that I think about my weight way too fucking much. I hate it. I hate it. And working in the hospital now, being in the hospital, oh, it really stressed me out, girl. It really stressed me out, girl. Because I see they put my ass immediately in the cardiac unit. Bitch, unless you're born with a heart condition, unless you're born with a heart condition, you know how you have heart problems? You know how you die? You know how you end up in there and missing legs, missing arms, missing feet, toes, whatever? Diabetes. Lack of movement. Lack of blood flow to certain limbs. Weak heart from not exercising the muscle enough. Or, you know, a heart failure from your heart overexerting itself to pump blood through your body. Like, it's like every time I, like, and it's wild because, like, okay, you're like, okay, heart failure. It's about the heart. No, bitch, it's about diabetes. Surprise. You're like, okay, cool. Patient with kidney failure. What is this about? Guess what? Diabetes. Oh, like, diabetes is the fucking boogeyman. I feel like we really don't talk about this enough, and it really freaks me out. Okay, it really freaks me out. I'm not playing that. I'm not playing. I'm not fucking playing with her no more. Like, I'm really scared. Like, I'm really scared. Like, I've really been getting my steps in. It is scary. It is scary. Like, bro, it's scary. And then even the ones that don't have diabetes, like, people that are bigger, they tend to have more heart failure. And I'm like, I don't like this. I'm like, take me out of here. I don't want to see this. No. Like, so I'm like, all right. You know, I'm like, I get why nurses, like, they tend to be super fit. Like, I get it. I get why doctors tend to be super fit because they be seeing some shit. And like, and that doesn't make their bedside manner any better. Okay. But it has been super eye-opening. Okay. So I'm getting my fucking steps and I've been doing my little 10K steps a day. And that is Like, dude, the first half of it is normally fine. The first 5,000 steps are like cool. But then it's like the second half, I get so fucking bored. I get so fucking bored. I get mind-numbingly bored. And I walk around my like neighborhood where I live. I live in Atlanta, so the Beltline is there. And I'm like, this shit is just like boring. Like, okay. So I've been getting my steps in. But I am thinking about picking up pickleball because I just want to do something that's, you know, outside active that allows me to do something else besides school and that, you know, I can have fun with and I can meet people doing. So that's been very nice. I actually found a little league that I'm going to sign up for, period. Right. So that's something I want to work on. The other thing I want to work on this year, I'm getting back into my skincare bag because I was not doing my skincare for so long. And I know that sounds crazy, but like, I'm looking at myself in the mirror right now. I'm looking at my forehead. I can see the lines. I can see it all. And I'm like, no, we're getting a retinol. Well, I already have the retinol. I've been using it. But I'm like, oh no, like we're really going to town on our skincare. Like one of my goals this year is to have that beautiful, like Brazilian, Sol de Janeiro looking skin that you see all these girls having in the summer. And I'm just like, oh my God, I don't want to look ashy no more. Like, even though like I'm never ashy, you know, I'm moisturized, but it's like, no, like I want to glow. Like I really, really want to glow. So, you know, I've been working on my skin. I've been working on my skincare. I've been doing my skincare religiously, okay? And this year I want to get my laser hair removal again because my beard is coming back and I'm just too much of a girl for that. I'm not doing that. I'm not playing that game. The other thing, which is probably the most important thing, is I need to get good grades. I need to get good grades. Like, I need to get good grades. I need to be extremely present in my program. Which I'm not really worried about because I'm so here for it. I'm so locked in right now that you can't unlock me. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't be unlocked, right? But so those are the things I want to work on. The things that I feel like I've been doing well, and that I would like to continue to do this year is I am so clean. I'm a clean girl. Yes. My apartment is like really clean most of the time. Notice I didn't say all the time. Most of the time, my apartment is really clean. Most of the time, I have been really good about, you know, carving out some space during the week to paint, to write in my book that I've been working on again, right? She's a writer. Don't forget, bitch. Don't fucking forget. I've been really, you know, like trying to connect like with my spirituality. I've been trying to like meditate more. I've been really been good about, you know, going to the doctor, keeping up with my appointments, like really going like full wellness kick because I'm like, oh my God, I only have one life. I only have one life. And if I'm lucky enough to live 10 decades, right? If I'm lucky enough to live 10 decades, I've already, like my first decade on earth, I was just learning how to like, you know, shit, talk, walk. That was it. Like, I was learning how to function as a human being on this planet. Like, I was learning how to shit talk walk my first decade on this planet. Second decade on the planet, I was learning, you know, how to do shit outside my house, how to make friends, how to date, how to spend money. Like, still, like, pretty juvenile shit. But I'm in the third decade of my life. And now that I've mastered how to shit talk walk, I have now also mastered how to make friends, how to not be friends with people I don't like. I've mastered how to date, how to not waste time on niggas that are gonna run me ragged. Like, I have learned how to do these things and I have learned finances. Yes! You know, like I've learned that. And so in this third decade of my life, this is the fun decade. This is the decade where I get to be young, hot, sexy, lit, baddie. Like, I get to do those things and I get to do it with a lot of financial freedom. And guess what? I'm going to do it with a lot of financial freedom. That's why I'm not going to be having children until I'm 40 because we're not playing this game. Okay? Like, please. Please. So, yeah, I really want you to take the inventory in your life and to look at that. And it's like, if there are things that are not pleasing you, what are the patterns that you are still finding yourself in a loop? Can I tell you what I did last night? last night. So I'm on a GLP-1, and I know we've been up and down with the GLP-1 a little bit, but no, like now I'm like fully insured. I'm fully insured. So I can, you know, consistently be on my GLP-1, and I'm very excited about that. Last night, however, I did not think that I had like a binge eating disorder because I don't binge eat. Like I did, or I'm like, okay, I didn't. Like I didn't think I did. I do, but it's with certain foods. Like I'm not gonna sit there and like binge eat like all foods. Like it's certain foods, and I think that's why I didn't think it was a binge eating disorder. So having been on the GLP-1 for going, this is my second month now, and the first month going really well and not having any food noise, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get some ice cream because it's on sale and it's not going to be a problem. I'm probably going to forget that it even exists, which is basically what's been happening with everything else. Like, I don't overindulge. Bitch, forget about it. Forget about it. I ate half that tub of ice cream. To stop myself, I had to put it in the sink and pour hot water on it. Feel like I had to take the ice cream off, put it in the sink, pour hot water on it, because I was like, holy shit. Like, no, like this is your trigger. That's the thing. That's it right there. That's it right there. And I'm like, okay, so I just have to be that one person that's like, ice cream is not allowed in my house. I'm not allowed to have ice cream in my house because obviously I don't have the fucking self-control for it, even on a huge ass appetite suppressor that literally plays with your brain so much that you get rid of food noise. Like, that's wild to me. Like, I was actually really, really shocked about that. Super shocked about that. But the more you know, and it's like the more you know about yourself, you know this now, change it. Like recently, I was talking to a guy and he did something and I didn't like what he did. And I immediately ended it. And one of my homegirls was like, girl, like, why? She's like, that's not that big of a deal. Like, it's not a big deal at all. And I'm like, you say that, but I viscerally remember someone else that I dated doing the same thing and me thinking that, oh, it's not that big of a deal. And then that behavior just escalated. And I'm like, I am old enough now to know what these things look like. I'm old enough to know what a seed of, I don't know, like a peach tree looks like. And I don't have to wait for it to grow into a full peach tree for me to realize that it's a fucking peach tree. I know what a baby peach tree looks like. I don't have to wait for it to turn into a big old peach tree. I know what a baby bear looks like. I don't have to wait for it to turn into a big bear for me to realize I'm in danger. No. Like, I know what this behavior looks like. I don't have to wait for the day that it's turned and used against me for me to realize that, oh, you're just like this person that I had this terrible experience with. No, you're immediately cut off. And if you're confused about what that means about you, you'll find out soon enough. But guess what? It's not my job to find out. Like, I'm lucky enough where the relationships that I have are, you know, my sister, my favorite cousins, which really are all my cousins, but my sister, my favorite cousins, my childhood besties, like all of those things are so fulfilling that I don't want to say ever because that'd be a lie. I find myself less and less turning towards men for needing something. I'm starting to find that when I do turn towards men needing something, it's because my fucking meds aren't working. I'm so serious. Like, I realize that the quickest way to realize that Divine is manic is she's trying to fuck all the time. Like, yeah. And that's a symptom of mania. But, you know, different strokes for different folks. Okay. But I'm like, yeah, no. Like, now that I'm medicated as I should be, I'm like, no, yeah, no, that was definitely mania. That we're definitely manic. So it's like, I'm learning a lot about myself. I wish I had it all figured out, but I don't. And I don't think anybody's ever going to have it all figured out. But I think it really helps to, like, I've been writing these things down. And I feel like when you write stuff down and like when you make lists like this, like it makes it a little bit more permanent. It sticks a little bit more in your mind. Like, it's less of an idea and more of a fact almost. And you can act off of it being a fact. Like, now I know if I'm feeling super hypersexual you may be in mania. Like, you know, and it doesn't have to go, I don't have to get crazy. Like, I don't have to, like, get really, like, unhinged crazy behavior to be like, oh, we're in full-fledged mania, because it's like, by that point, like, are we under control? Like, are we able to even control ourselves? Like, what are we doing? Like, I don't have to go through, now I know I don't have to go through the whole thing of ice cream to know, oh, ice cream is your weakness. Don't bring that shit in the house. Point blank, period. Like, so I'm really excited about this new year, because I'm just like, I feel like I'm finding my sense of self again. Like, I'm finding out who I am. I'm remembering that I have full power over my life and the people in it and the things that happen in my life. And even when I don't have power over the things that happen in my life, I have power in the amount of power that I give those things that happen in my life. I have power over how I move forward with my day. I have power over what I obsess about and what I think about every day. And I don't have to be miserable. I don't have to be depressed. Like, I recently was talking to my sister about something, and I don't know if you'd seen this TikTok, but there was a TikTok where this lady was talking about how her husband was really abusive and that he died. Let's give her a round of applause. I love when abusers die. But her husband was super abusive and then he died. And when he died, she essentially was like freed from him, right? She was so shook. And like one day she woke up and she was like, oh my God, I really have 4 kids. Like, she was in shock. She was like, oh my God, I have 4 kids. This is crazy. I have 4 kids. Like, she didn't realize that she had 4 kids. She was so in survival mode that she never enjoyed having her kids. She never was able to, like, look at them and be like, oh my God, you're real. You're a real person. Until that man died and all that stress went away. Okay? Recently, the same thing kind of has been happening to me, but in regards to time and memory, I really was a high-functioning depressed person, like clinically depressed, like probably should have been getting my brain zapped every 2 weeks depressed. I forget what that treatment's called. I was so clinically depressed. The amount of memory that I don't have, the amount of feeling that I don't have, the amount of, but, and this isn't for a specific space and time. For the time before I was properly medicated, the amount of, I just, like, there are so many feelings that, like, I just didn't feel, that I just didn't feel, so many memories that I just didn't remember, that I didn't experience, that, because I wasn't there. Like, I literally was not there. Like, I literally think that, I think this is what would happen. I think I would, and I was always late to everything. I never was on time with anything. Time just slipped away from me. Like, I couldn't get a hold of time. And like, I would actually cry about how bad my relationship was with time, and I just couldn't change it. Okay? I think what would happen is, like, I would sit down and I'd be like, okay, I have an hour to do my makeup. I need to leave the house in 2 hours. Okay? I have an hour to do my makeup, and then I have an hour to get dressed, and I have an hour, like, you know, I have this much time to get into the car, and then I need to leave by this time, and then I need to get there. I think what would happen is, the minute, like, I sit down to do my makeup, I start doing my makeup, it's a routine, I go on autopilot, my brain shuts off, and, like, it's so scary to think, like, sometimes I'm like, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall and just kind of watched myself, because I'm like, I feel like there were times where I just sat there, like, not existing. And time was just passing by. And then obviously I would come back into, like, myself or whatever. And then I'd be late already. But I think, like, that's just me being dramatic. But, like, that's what it felt like. That, like, sometimes, like, it just felt so out of body. Like I literally had so much time loss. Like, so much time loss. And then now, like, and it's crazy because I was going through that while still medicated. So I can only imagine how bad it would have been if I wasn't even, like, that little bit of medicated. I think my casserole is done. Hold on. So I fully forgot that I was cooking and my broccoli was done and it burned. So I went to go take it out of the oven, and then I realized that my chicken was done as well. So I had dinner. And then after I had dinner, I was like, wow, I feel so good. I think it's time for a shower. So then I went and I took a shower and moisturized, and now I'm here. So, yeah, but this, I think, is the end of the episode. Because I can't think of anything else to say. My track of thoughts has strayed so far from God at this point that I don't even know what else there would be to add. Like, I don't know. So that's the end of today's episode. Dad is dead. And then I'll see you next week. Bye.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.